Call Clive by Michaela Morgan. Chapter 1. Look at the other kids in my class. They have the right haircuts. They have the right clothes, the jeans, the t-shirts, the caps and the trainers. These are my friends. They may think I'm not all that big. They may think I'm not all that bright. But I know I'm really cool. The trouble is, my clothes are just not cool at all. So what? I don't care, I say to myself. But I do care. You can wear my cap for today, says my best friend. But it's not the same. My mum says, just be yourself. What you wear doesn't matter. She's right, you know. My friend agrees with her. And I know she's right too. It doesn't matter. It shouldn't matter. But it does matter to me. I want to be like my friends. I want to be cool. In my mind, I can see exactly what I could look like. And I say, Mum, can I have jeans like those? But she always says, I can get you a pair from the market for half the price. So I say, can I have some t-shirts like those? But she says, you've got plenty of your cousin's old shirts that you haven't grown into yet. And when I say, look at those trainers, Mum. I don't suppose, she says, I'm sorry, love, we just can't afford them. It seems that almost everything I have belonged to someone else before me. And the fashions have changed a bit since my cousins were kids. At school, we all had to make up a rap about ourselves. This is mine. Don't have the right sort of trainers. Don't have the right sort of hair. Don't have the right sort of labels. Pretend that I don't care. But oh wow, look at them now. All the style, all the know-how. Puma, high-tech and Reebok. Cool as cool, they've got the lot. And oh wow, I'm feeling green. They're the coolest kids I've ever seen. They're cool in school and cool in the street. Cool as cool from head to feet. My friend says, it's a good rap. But it's not such a good feeling.